Well, hello. This is Professor Ryan, and I was recently struck with inspiration from above to roast some of the ones we love. Ah, that's awesome. You know it. It's a great idea. You know, you you get the opportunity to say some fun things about some people, and every now and then you get to roast like a real man's man, somebody tougher, you know, bigger than life, stronger than all get out, you know, somebody that men want to be and women want to be with, you know, someone you're proud to know, someone you respect. But looking at the list, it looks like it's going to be Cyanide Cynic this week instead. So, you know, that's still a dream of mine to get to roast somebody like that. But, you know, let's head on here with Cy. You know, Cyanide Cynic and I, we don't go back far at all. In fact, we have not known each other for a very long time. But in order to roast somebody, you need to do a little research because this is serious business. So I looked it up, and Cyanide Cynic is from Austria. And it looks like his first name is Paul here. So, Paul, we're going to call you, grew up in the jungles of Australia, the temperate, tropical, all kinds of subclimate-y jungle of Australia. And, you know, Steve, growing up in this swamp, drank a lot of Fosters. And, no, I'm seriously just fucking with you, Tony. I'm not going to make a Fosters joke. That's racist. But you do like to drink, and that's no secret. I mean, hell, you took your first steps when you were one. You took your first 12 steps when you were four, man. but growing up in the subtropical climate, Tony was exposed to some of the deadliest creatures that this planet Earth has to offer. Some scary animals. I mean, the deadly snake that kills people, and the deadly Australian bear, the even more deadlier Australian shark, and the fucking terrifying bear carrying a shark, and of course the deadliest animal of them all, the Australian girlfriend that comes home a half hour early from work. So Brian, growing up, really had a lot to deal with, and he grew up tougher and stronger for it. I don't know what happened to his voice, but you know, these things happen. But since we didn't grow up in the same circles, I like brunettes, he likes blondes, I like fast cars, he likes big trucks, I like slow, easy nights, he's a crazy man, I like women, he likes men. You know, it doesn't even matter. It's just, we didn't grow up in the same circles. So Clyde and I, it was tough because, you know, he grew up in the tundra, the drifting Australian glaciers crashing into houses. And I got to tell you, he did some amazing things. I mean, Dave here did some fantastic things. And here we are today, 2 days before the end of the world. I can't fill in the blanks for you. But Mr. Cyanide Cynic, Adam, I don't know you very well, but I do know that my friends respect you and they love you a whole heck of a lot. And damn it, man, that's good enough for me. So thanks for being a good sport, and let me say a couple words at your expense. Have a good one, man.